across the distance and spaces between us. You have come to show you. Go on. Near, far, wherever you are, I believe that the heart does go on. Once more, you'll open the door, and you're here in my heart, and my heart will go on and on.
All right, and that was Mochi Wolf, or Mochi Wolf. Please correct me on that if I'm saying it wrong. Beloved, why don't you go first on this?
Isn't it Mochi?
Well, I think it's Mochi, but I've never heard the name said before.
I hope it's Mochi, because that's my doggy's name.
Mochi Wolf, we're going to call you Mochi Wolf either way, because that'll just give you bonus points with Beloved.
Exactly.
Okay, here's my critique. Here I go, guys. Here I go.
For real. Here we go.
I think that you do have a nice voice, but for your voice type, I do not think that this was a good audition piece. I don't think this is a good audition piece, period, but specifically for your voice, because you seem to have more of a light classical tone. You have good pronunciation, and this just, I don't think this was a good audition piece for you. You do need a little bit more support on your higher notes and just in general, and work on your breath control a little bit. Your longer notes kind of died. I did really, really like your vibrato at Open the Door. I thought that was really tender and really nicely sung. I noticed that I'm being way too nitpicky for an audition, but we'll go with it. Your dynamics. Oh, how do I explain this? I'll get into that later. Forget it. I'm done.
I can help you with the dynamics because I actually made a note of that myself. Dynamics were when you get to the builder notes like near, far, wherever you are. Those things should, I think, and this was a note I think you gave for, I think it was Melly, I think, is that you need to build and then kind of back off. And then, but like for you, a lot of times you stay at the same level with your dynamics. It also, like you had this overall just soft tone overall. And this song, while having soft moments, also has very big moments. And I didn't feel that you had any of those.
That's not what I meant, but good.
Okay,
note.
But, well, I, okay, but still.
I said, but good note, jeez.
Oh, I thought I said, but good enough. It's like,
no,
oh.
I said, but good note.
I thought you'd be like, oh, I approve of you, Gil Dragon, giving notes. Even though you're bothering me.
Not great, but good enough, it'll pass.
yeah, I didn't feel that though this went anywhere for me on this, but not terrible. I agree also that this is not a song you should audition with, especially because, you know, for one, it's incredibly iconic. So yeah, that's all I have to say. And I'm not going to forget you this time, Valk. What do you have to say?
Yeah, that's right. I liked the I didn't like the verse, but I liked the chorus, but I agree, like, I think you should have picked another song because, like, the chorus is, like, really, like, dynamic heavy, and, like, you had a little bit of emotion in it, but, like, it needed to, like, build more. And I feel like this is more of, like, a kind of, like, chest voice song, and if you are, like, a classical, like, soprano singer or something, like, I can picture you doing, like, a Celtic woman love song or something. Like, I think that would match your voice well, but I feel like this wasn't, like, a good audition choice, but I do like your voice and I like your vibrato too.
All right.
I have something to add.
Oh, go ahead.
Even though in the chorus part, like, this should really build, you don't necessarily need to do it in chest voice. There are a lot of really good covers of songs that are like ridiculous for anyone like me to ever sing. But if you had just done it with, if you had just really felt the song, we would have felt it too. That's what I want to say, basically. I mean, you can make any song awesome. It's just you have to make it awesome. You can't just
make it your own.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. I think we're good here. Do anyone else have anything else to add?
That was a super long one. That was way too nitpicky for an audition. I'm sorry. That was my fault.
We forgive you. All right. Okay. So then next up, we have Divine Dragon.
He wore that cowboy hat to cover up his horns. Sweet talking, forked and half a tempting charm. Before I turned around, that girl was gone. All I can say is bartender, pour me something strong. Here's to the past, they can kiss my glass. I hope she's happy with him. Here's to the girl who wrecked my world, that angel who did me in. I think the devil drives a coupe de ville. I watched him drive away over the hill, not against her will, and I've got time to kill, down in Broken Heartsville.
All right, so that was Divine Dragon.
Yay!
Trying to rip off my name.
Dragon.
The dragon.
Yeah, but his dragon is divine. Yours is just
made
gill.
Of gill.
This dragon sounds more feminine, and yours sounds more gilly.
All right, Valk, I think this is your turn, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's right. You're not going to live that down ever.
It's going to be a fun season.
Oh my gosh.
I'm happy you're back, because the last competition I heard you on was Lone Star. And you're back. And this is country, I believe. So that's like, ha, 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 oh, it's funny. that was a weird noise. I like
you
this.
You sounded like a wolf.
Tonight on Love Me, Valk impersonates a wolf.
I liked this, but I also felt... I feel like you captured the song well, but I feel like it was kind of a talky song that you sang and performed it well. So I'm kind of iffy on it, but I liked it at the same time. The end.
Beloved, what do you think?
I liked it and disliked it also. I liked your emotion, and we haven't really gotten a lot of emotion tonight, I don't feel. But... And I do like your tone. I think you have a nice voice. But I just... I don't know. You didn't pronounce your words very well. Like, it just sounded really slurred to me. And your notes weren't always there. They were always just a hair off, especially when you were sliding. And when you're sliding in country music, you have to be 100% sure of your note. And even without the music, I could tell that this was just off. So... I don't know. I liked it, but I disliked it too. I'm just not sure about it.
I had the same note. My biggest problem with this was when you tried to go for your lower notes, you got really weird. Like when you had to suddenly drop down or slide down to a lower note, it just all of a sudden the quality that you had in the previous notes and the previous sections was not there. I also thought you were a little bit nasal. Which kind of sometimes translates into country, but I didn't feel that it worked for this song. I felt that you had emotion. Personally, I didn't feel that you had enough emotion for this song, because when it's a song like this where you're having a specific, basically, someone broke your heart or whatever, I think it needs to be a little bit more dramatic into it, like have like a maybe a little bit of a growl type of gravel maybe in some of the, like when you said kiss my glass or whatever, that would work. I think though that you would be really good if you had practiced this one a little bit more, because I could feel where you were going with it. I just felt that you didn't quite get there in your song, but overall I thought this was good. Just could have been a lot better at the same time. Yeah. Did I forget anybody?
Maybe. No.
All right. Okay, so next up is Russ.
Da-na-na-na.
Fellow bearded man.
All right. Au ciel entier, un homme désire pour être heureux, se taire en déesse au ciel entier. Years may come, years may go, this I know will e'er be so. The reason to live is only to love a goddess on earth and a god above.
All right, that was Russell, or Russ, and...
So formal.
I don't know who's supposed to go first.
You go first.
I go first this time? Okay.
I don't know, I'm just saying go first.
Okay, I go first. As an expert on the vocal cords of Manly Love, I will...
What? Wow.
Of what?
Expert on the That's vocal cords creepy. Of Manly Love. All right. Anyways, Russ, I liked this. I find it's hard for me to like quite a bit of some of the stuff that I hear a lot, except but a lot of times you surprise me, and I think this time you did. I like Camelot. I liked the appeal of a different language, although this song not being completely in a different language, so you had kind of the mix in there. So I liked that you did that. I don't have too much to nitpick on this. Yeah, I don't have very much else to say, guys. I kind of like this one.
You don't have anything to nitpick.
I might think of something as you guys say something else, and I'll be like, oh yeah, I found that out, but I didn't type it down. All right, Valk.
This is from Broadway?
I've never seen Camelot either, so it's okay.
I don't remember this, though, in being Camelot, but...
I thought it was like a... Now I feel like racist or something. I thought it was like a Jewish song or something from the different language. I thought it was like Hebrew or something. I feel like it was kind of a little too vibrato heavy on like at the beginning, because like I couldn't really understand what you were saying, and it was in another language, so that was kind of like more confusing. But I feel like that's kind of like the only thing I really have. Like, I liked your voice on this, and it sounded like really like intimate, and that's what a love song should sound like. So yeah, good job.
All right, beloved.
Yeah, I haven't been judging on love at all. I didn't feel the love from anybody almost tonight. I need to be loved, guys.
Yeah.
I love you.
Fail. Not you, what? Gil. You don't count.
What?
I love her as a friend and musician.
Yeah, you did better.
minefield. Okay, seriously though, I really love your voice, and I liked this as an audition piece for you. I thought your emotion was good. It felt very tender. I did think the vibrato was a little bit too much, not only because it was hard to understand, but I wouldn't have understood it anyway, but also because I think your notes suffered just a little bit, because every single note had vibrato. So if you just did a couple notes straight tone and then like held the vibrato off till the end, I think it would have made more of an impact and would have just been a little bit more interesting. But that was it. I really, really enjoyed it.
All right, good. I think we're good for Russ. And next we'll move on to the final audition of the night, Russ Cellular.